Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. And thank you, Isaiah, for welcoming people to the show tonight. We have a very, very special show for y'all tonight. You know, it's coming up on tax season. And the majority of you out there, you're going to overpay your taxes. What do I mean by overpay your taxes? The amount of money you haven't taken out, your federal and your state taxes, could be greatly reduced if you have one simple thing in place, a home-based business. Now, a lot of you have hobbies and stuff that you're doing and things that you've taken on since the pandemic started. And some of you know, you might have set them up as home-based businesses or as LLCs or even just an extension of your personal business in terms of sole proprietorship. But the main thing we wanted to cover tonight is how to drastically avoid overpaying your taxes. So I'm going to get into some detail here in a few minutes. But that's what we want to cover tonight. And one of the greatest places we need to start with is taking, as the temptation used to have, say, take a stroll through your mind. You might be surprised what you find. You know, when I say take a stroll through your mind, you know, there's things that you've been wanting to do or probably, you know, thought you could have did or should have did, you know, should have, would have, could have. Y'all know that saying. You know, I should have did this. Man, I could have done that. I wish I had done this. So we want to knock those shoulda, woulda, couldas out tonight and really dive in to the meat and potatoes of what we want to cover. Before we do that, what we want to do is we want to play a song for you. It's called It's My Time, and it is your time. It's your time to declare your destiny. So sit back and do the song. I'll be right back.
Oh, there's a feeling inside of me, telling me that I can be more and more of who I am. It's the power that says I can. Open up to the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's calling me to wake up. My destiny. Time to let go.
okay, it's my time to declare my destiny, my time to work on those things that could propel me to another life. And that's what we want to talk about tonight, propelling you to another life. So bear with me here a second. We do as we have a reading we like to do from Daily Motivations for African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of a book called Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. And the reading for today goes like this, hide and seek. The best way to fight poverty is with a weapon loaded with ambition. Septa Clark, educator. According to an ancient legend, there was an African tribe that was always at war with other tribes. They caused great destruction and pillaged at will. They had no morals, love, or compassion. A concerned elder of a nearby tribe moved quickly to try to save his people. He called together members from neighboring tribes in an attempt to right the wrongs. After much discussion, the wise and insightful elder decided to take the key to his tribe's potential and hide it where the warring tribe would never find it. Where to hide this power became the question of huge importance. Some suggested he should bury it deep in the earth. Others said to place it on top of the highest mountain. Still others thought it best to sink it deep into the ocean. There was no agreement until the elder who had gathered them together said, here's what we will do. We will hide mankind's omnipotent power deep within man himself, for he will never think to look for it there. Since the tale was told, Black America has traveled the globe, climbed, digging, probing, exploring, and constantly searching for something that is already possessed. Nearly a century ago, Marcus Garvey discovered it. 60 years later, both A. Philip Randolph and Roy Wilkins found it and shared its secret with those who would listen. But as the story goes, our inexhaustible potential, our greatest gift, has been the best kept secret of ages. It's buried within us. So, again, as I started off, take a stroll through your mind. You'd be surprised what you might find sometime. You'll find ideas and things that, you know, could really change this world and have a better impact on life as we know it. So we want to start off with, now what we want to do is we want to dive into this thing of having a home-based business. As you know, there are two tax systems in this country, one for business owners and entrepreneurs and one for people with regular jobs. What's a regular job? If you get a W-2, that means you are employed by somebody. You get a 1099, that means that you're either self-employed or you're working and you get a 1099 from your employer because you're on a contractual basis, which is a good thing. Because with that 1099, that would allow you to have a host of business deductions that we're going to go over here in a few seconds. So the first thing you need to know is that how do you fall into this tax system? Are you a business owner? Are you a W-2 earner? Or are you a 1099 earner? So, and, you know, there's millions of smart people who are taking advantage of this incredible tax benefits of being self-employed. If you already understand how deductions work, then you can move on very good in your life. But if you never owned a business, please make sure you understand what we're going to cover in this show tonight. First, let's talk about deductions. Deduction does not equal cash, but deduction helps you save you money on your taxes at the end of the year. So it does not have cash value when it's tax time. In the United States, you pay taxes on what is called your net taxable income. This is just a fancy way of saying the money you make minus the deductions you qualify for. So, and that's how a lot of people are overpaying their taxes from $8,000 to $9,000 a year because they do not have any deductions that they qualify for. So let's try to break this down some here. So what do you want to do first? First thing you want to do, you want to start a home-based business. So if you start a home-based business, you know, there's tremendous tax advantages in that home, having that home-based business. It will allow you, the business owner, to deduct expenses that normally you would not be able to deduct, such as your cell phone, your rent, your automobile. These are some of the basic deductions that allows you to be able to deduct from your taxes, which will increase the amount of money you get back. The average person is overpaying their taxes from anywhere from $3,000 to $9,000 a year. Yes, you hear me right, $3,000 to $9,000 a year. I have some tax clients who, you know, they're getting back anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000 each and every year. And what they're doing with that money is they're saving it. So just imagine $12,000 back a year over 10 years. That's $120,000 that you could be then put into an account drawing interest for you. Yes, another source of income. Being able to draw interest for you that would enable you to have more money in terms of bottom line, more money for yourself and your family and for the things that you want to be able to do. So let's look at these deductions, okay? Now, what do you need to do to qualify for these deductions? First is you want to be able to write off your home. Your home will be listed as a place where you regularly and frequently meet customers, clients, patients, or prospects. Or the location is where the primary value of your business is delivered, one-on-one counseling, for example. Where the primary administrative function of your business are performed. This is the default setting because almost all small businesses can qualify using option 3. What are the primary functions of your business? Record keeping. You need to make sure that you accurately document your business and things that you do with your business so that when it comes tax time or if you get audited, and don't be afraid of that word audit. All audit is they just want you to explain where you came up with the figures from. So a typical audit will ask you, it'll say things like, okay, you have this listed as a deduction, and they might say, okay, show us how it qualifies. And then what you want to be able to do is go through the who, what, where, and when. Who did you meet, what for, where, and when? And so if you can answer those questions to who, what, where, and when, then that deduction will qualify and you will be able to make sure that you meet the cost that's associated with that business deduction, so that you can benefit from the tax deduction that you get that will lower your taxes. Remember, what deductions do is they lower your taxes. If you had to set up an LLC, there's operational costs that you had to inquire, you know, such as state filing fees and things like that. Those are legitimate deductions for your home-based business. You know, so you want to make sure you keep track of those, and you want to make sure you do adequate record keeping, because how the IRS gets people is not that they start out looking for people in the way they do, but the IRS wins 88% of its audits, but it's not cheaters that they're catching, it's regular people. According to the IRS annual report, they won almost 9 out of 10 audits last year, and when they win, they collected additional taxes. That means only 1 in 10 taxpayers ended up not owing more money after the audit. Those aren't good odds for you and me, especially when we learn that the number one reason the IRS wins so often is silly. It's something that could easily counteract. And what is that? That is record keeping. Every expense that you have that you list as a deduction, you need to make sure that you adequately qualify that deduction so that it's properly deducted. And what I mean by properly deducted, that means that you want to make sure that if, you know, you say you went out, you met client Joe Blow at such and such restaurant, you have a receipt with that date on it, client's name, what y'all had to eat, and how much did it cost, and then that becomes a proper business deduction for meeting a client at a place outside of your home. It's in your home, you meet them at home, and maybe you may prepare a meal for y'all. You might prepare a dinner or something. You meet them at your home, you need to have the date that y'all met, the reason for meeting, and on the back of the receipt of the food that was prepared, the purpose of that food, what it was for, so that you can document that along with small labor costs for you preparing a meal, or if your wife prepared it or your significant other, so that you can factor all of those costs in. And if you want to know more about how to actually factor those costs in, you can reach me at 252-458-3712. That's 252-458-3712. Or you can email me at babajahi17@gmail.com with your tax questions. Okay, so let's move on from there. You know, so we established the fact that if you do not win an audit, and the best way to win an audit is to make sure that you got the who, the where, the why, the what, and the when, and how much did it cost. The who, the where, the why, the what, the when, and how much did it cost. So, and these regulations are regulations of the IRS. And the IRS, what it requires of you as a business owner, as long as you work your business 4 to 5 days a week, at least 45 minutes a day, then that is considered a business that you can write tax deductions off on. And that is a great deal for you because it allows you not to have to, it doesn't require you to put a lot of time into your business. You know, it's very, very simple. You do what you need to do. You document your documentations, and you list those items so that you can make sure that you're keeping track of them. Okay. Next thing we want to talk about is your cell phone. Well, this is pretty self-explanatory and simple. You have a cell phone bill that you get, and if you have a cell phone and a landline, then you can write off 100% of your cell phone costs. That is the cost of your phone, and if you upgrade it each year, like Apple comes out every year with a new iPhone, if you upgrade to a new iPhone each year that you purchase that new iPhone, you can write the cost of that iPhone off along with the service charge for that iPhone. So that can become a huge, huge deduction. Next is your rent or your mortgage. And so your rent or your mortgage, yes. If you're renting, then the amount of money you spend for rent based on the percentage of your house that you use for your business, if you got a 5-room house and you use 3 of the rooms for business, then that means you got 60% of your household expenses in terms of rent that is tax deductible. So It allows you to write off 60% of your utility bill, 60% of your rent, and 60% of your maintenance and your upkeep. And, you know, that can those figures can really add up. And as those figures add up, it's going to lower your tax liability. Remember, the goal is to try to lower your tax liability. And if you can get it to zero, I mean, I'm not bragging about person, but that's what Donald Trump did in terms of how he, people said, you know, he beat the tax code or whatever. No, he used the tax code to his advantage. You know, he didn't manipulate, he might have manipulated figures, but he used the tax code to his advantage to enable him to not to have to pay taxes on the millions and billions of dollars that he earned. So you want to learn how to get your taxes done like the big boys get theirs done. That's one of the things I do to help my clients. And you can go to my tax website, which is www.thetaxhelper.com. Taxhelper.webly.com. You can go there and you find out more information about me and how to take advantage of this tax system that will enable you to greatly lower your tax liability and get more of your hard-earned money back. And the next is your car expenses. This is a tricky one here because they got, you know, with your car expenses, you need to make sure you keep a mileage log. A mileage log, because that's the key. It's two methods. You got the standard method, which is the easier one. The government gives you 0.54-cent deduction for every mile you drive for legitimate business purposes. But under the new legislation, this was rarely be the better write-off. Your vehicle expenses, unless you own your car for a very long time and don't want to buy something else to drive. Now, under the actual expense, what they do is if you have a car that qualifies, like an SUV that qualifies for a truck, you can be able, it'll put you in a 35% tax bracket. And qualified trucks, you still get 100% deduction in the first year to be qualified. It must meet the following criteria. It must be on a truck chassis. You must buy it the same year. It must not have any rear seating. It must have a 6-foot greater cargo area. It must have a gross value weight of 6,000 pounds or more. And it must not have rear seating. If your truck has back seats for passengers, then you might still qualify under a new section. So, you know, but thing is, call me and we can go through that and see if your SUV qualifies or not. If it does qualify, you automatically will get a $6,000 deduction. That's a $6,000 deduction for an SUV. So, again, you want to keep that in mind as you move forward to preparing yourself and getting situated for getting your taxes done. Last item I want to cover is how do you go about setting up an LLC? What do you need to do? Okay, there's a couple things you need to do. First thing you need to do is you need to put together articles of organization for your LLC. And so put together your articles of organization. And these costs are tax deductible. And you need to take and You need to be, you want to take and get your articles of organization set up. Say if it's like, let me use a couple examples, such as like, say if it's Adams Landscaping or Julie's Custom Jewelry or your maid house cleaning service. You can always decide later, expand the scope of your business. You might outgrow the name of your business. So, you want to do is things that you want to keep in mind, and you want to do is you want to go to your county recorder's office and ask the person helping you with how to get a seller's permit or a business license, or you're required to register with the state's sales tax collection department. So what you want to do is you register that business entity, you apply for a business license, you get a seller's permit, and you look up the tax rates. Most state governments follow the same format. So you can go to, like, for example, if you live in the state of Georgia, you can go to www.sos.ga.gov, and it will tell you what you need to do for setting up a home-based business in that state. Okay. So, you know, those – you want to apply for an ENI number. And so you can go to irs.gov. And you fill out form SS4, which is submit to require for business employer identification number. And you can do all of that online. You can do all of that online. So you can get your business started online. You can pursue customers and clients on your own, but you have an idea of what it is that you want to do as far as your home-based business. And that will enable you to start a home-based business and get out of the W-2 only employee tax situation and allow you to be able to become an entrepreneur and begin to take advantage of the tax windfalls that come to entrepreneurs. Again, for more information about this, give me a call at 252-458-3712. And you do, when you give me a call, my phone usually goes right to voicemail. So leave me a voicemail message, and I will get back to you at my earliest convenience. Again, that's 252-458-3712. Or you can email me at babajahi17@gmail.com. And so till next time, hey, this has been Baba Jahi. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure. I hope you got something out of this. And if you have any comments, please leave them in the comments section of this program format or on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I just want to thank you. And, you know, hey, tune in. As we do every Monday night, we broadcast the National Black Unity News podcast. I don't know what we're going to be talking about this Monday night. You know, there's some different things trending. But make sure you tune in again on Monday nights at 7:30 to hear a lively discussion of information that is impacting the African-American community. And taxes is definitely one of them because, again, as I said, you know, the more we save, the more we keep, the better we are. And so you want to make sure that you're trying to keep as much of your money, your hard-earned money that you work for, because really, tax system is illegal anyway. That's a whole nother conversation, and a whole nother can of worms. So I don't have time to go into that right now. So again, this has been Baba Jahi. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. If you have any comments, please feel free to email me or call me at and let me know what your comments were or are. And, you know, hey, and we'll look at how to move forward. Take care. God bless. Until next time, take care. And enjoy the few minutes I have with you tonight. And I hope you got something out of this.